Well, that's it, Jimmy. It's all about the future now.
You're right, Jack. Yeah, today was confirmation of the season everyone's witnessed in front of them. We played a Derby team that certainly seemed to be first through every ball. Only when Emil Heskey came on did we look like we would have any attacking threat in the game. And that's somebody who's 37 years of age. And that's just about sums up this season.
It's been a difficult four games so far for you, Jimmy. I don't think you've scored in open play. You've conceded 14 goals. It's just gone from bad to worse, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It really has. And I've just said to the players there, we've got another month of football. We've got to turn up and make sure we're applying ourselves every day to make sure that what is left of the season, we can get something out of it, looking for the future, as your opening comment said.
Do you think that somebody, perhaps other than you, needs to come to the wicket now and just map out what the future holds for Bolton Wanderers? Everybody knows about the club are losing money, hand over fist, month after month, lots of players out of contract. Somebody surely has to provide a bit of leadership and direction, don't they?
I think now the confirmation is there that we're going to be playing League One football next season. I would imagine the new owners, whilst looking or in the process of trying to take over the club, would have had a plan A and a plan B. And obviously, they now know exactly what monies are going to be coming into the club. And I'm sure, you know, hopefully soon we'll have a clear direction, indication of where exactly you know, money can be spent next year to strengthen and improve what we've seen this season.
It's a root and branch job, Jimmy, isn't it? On the field and off it.
Yeah, definitely off it. I think there's going to be, I would imagine, a restructure off the field and certainly in the playing squad that needs restructuring as well.
What's needed then for Bolton? It's happened to Wigan Athletic last season. Probably difficult to compare the two clubs, but it looks like they're on the verge of bouncing back at the first attempt. What do you think the future holds for Bolton?
Well, from the games I've seen, I think we have to have a more athletic group of players. I think that will be the key next year. That will be the basis of any changes to the squad.
And has it surprised you that you haven't been able to get more out of the players that are here? And as you've already alluded to, there's another month of the season to go yet.
It's been disappointing. We've given them a structure, a game plan for each game. And we've not even managed to, well, the Reading game apart, we've not even managed to get to half-time with a clean sheet and even think about how we could potentially win the game at half-time. That's been a huge disappointment.